Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining me again. This is Altavis and the Empowered Entrepreneur on Professional Women Entrepreneurs Empowerment Radio, PWE, Blog Talk Radio Station. I am so happy that you were able to join me for this little afternoon tidbit of information and encouragement for your business. I wanted to tell you once again, thank you for joining me. Also, look for us on Facebook, Professional Women Entrepreneurs. Today is actually Tagging Tuesday, and you can connect with a ton of other women who are doing great things in their business on Facebook and on Twitter. So, yesterday I talked about the topic, you're either networking or not working. And I wanted to continue on that topic today because I can't just give you the good things about it without giving you some of the things that you need to watch out for. I'll go briefly over the 3 points that I hit yesterday, which was be your brand, make opportunities happen, and get rid of the box. You can definitely go in our archives and be able to listen to that show. Also, we have it on all of our social media sites, and you can just click on it and listen to it at your leisure. But for today, I wanted to talk to you about still on the topic of you're either networking or you're not working, but I wanted you to see these pitfalls and obstacles that have been placed in our in the path of entrepreneurs due to the use of social media. Social media is a very important tool, very powerful tool, can be a very powerful tool for any business. And networking via social media is a great tool because it gives you the opportunity to connect with people all over the world, to network with them, ask questions, do business, give answers, all these wonderful things. But we really have to guard some of the things when it comes to our business. We have to guard ourselves against some of the things that come up when it comes to social media. So first, the first thing on the list that I wanted to dig right into is don't be overly eager. A lot of people think of social media as this big thing that can help them make thousands and billions of dollars, and that there will be nothing that they really have to do except for click a like, share a link, inbox someone. That's being overly eager. As an entrepreneur, we already know that you have to plan things out. You cannot just jump into everything. There will be opportunities where you either jump or you miss out. But when it comes to social media, you really have to plan out what you're going to do. Or you can find yourself spending a lot of time on social media that is not producing anything for your business. You can find yourself spending a lot of money on social media that is not producing anything for your business. So again, that first piece that I want to discuss with you is not being overly eager, pacing yourself, giving yourself the opportunity and the time to find how you can best use social media for your business. They have marketing, they have networking groups, they have all these opportunities, and that's great. But if you're in 500 different groups to network, is that really going to be the best route for your business and for you as an individual? Do you have time to post in 500 different groups? Now, there are programs now that you can use to post in different groups, but are you really going to be able to benefit from that 100%? You can't be overly eager. Yes, social media can do a number of things. It can put your name out there. It can put your business out there. Again, you can connect with people all over the world. But you need to pace yourself and see how is social media going to best suit your business? And in doing that, you're going to need to write that out. You're going to need to take the time to investigate and research to see what's going to work best for you. Because if you're spending 10 hours on social media a day, in that 10 hours, what are you producing? What is being brought to your business? What are you giving out from your business? Who are you connecting with? We cannot be overly eager when it comes to social media because it will drain time, it will drain energy from your business. And that's not what we want to do. Number two, ask questions. When it comes to networking on social media, ask questions. When you're thinking of a new idea, when you're thinking of a new opportunity, ask questions. Survey the people who are in your field. Survey the people who are on social media, who like your page, people who like your statuses. Do a question and ask people how they feel about a certain topic, about a certain idea, about doing an event at a certain place, or how they feel about certain events. You can gain a lot of information from social media just by asking questions. It's okay to ask questions. People will answer you. And you may not always get the answers and responses that you were hoping for or that you originally thought you would receive. There will be topics of discussion brought up from the questions and the answers that are given. But don't be afraid to ask and engage those who are following you on social media. That's Twitter, that's Facebook, Instagram. Post a picture, ask a question. It will help you gain information. It will help you engage those people who are following you because it is hard. If you look at even these big-name businesses, these big-name companies, if you even look at the different artists and actors and actresses who are on social media, if you look at the percentage of people who are actually engaged in discussions and pictures and the topics that are coming up about them, if you see the people, the percentage of people who are actually engaged is a very small percentage. So the same is going to happen for your social media site. It's going to be a small percentage that you see or only a percentage that you see. But as you engage them more, you will see an increase in that percentage. They see that you care about your customer. You care about your client. You care about the product that you're presenting to them. You care about this business or this business opportunity. You care about your brand, and it shows through engaging the people who are on social media, through engaging the people who are following you. These can be people who have bought from you. These can be people who have never bought from you. People who just asked a question and saw that you sold something, so they decided to ask you. It could be any number of people, but you set yourself up into a position of you're engaging the masses. You're engaging your potential clients. You're engaging your, it allows you to stay connected. But again, we still have to go back to the first part. Don't be overly eager. You don't have to ask a question every day. You don't have to ask a question every week. Set it up to where you present it in a way that they know that it's genuine. It's not something that's pushed. It's not something just to get likes, just to get engagements. Be able to connect with people, but show that you're genuine about the questions that you're asking. Connect your questions with topics that are going on currently in the world around you. Again, what's going on and what's happening today is always going to be a great topic of discussion. So find ways to ask your question and intertwine your question with the current affairs that are going on in your neighborhood, in your city, in your state, things that are going on in government, things that are going on around the world. Find ways to connect that with your questions. Make it engaging for people that are following you. Make them want to answer the question. Make them want to ask you why you asked that question, or make them want to ask you more details about where the question came from, or another answer that was given. So we have, don't be overly eager when it comes to social media. We also have ask questions. The third piece that I wanted to talk to you about today was to sell your brand, not your product. So many times on social media, businesses fall into the trap of someone connects with them on social media and immediately you go to asking them, have they ever bought from your company before? You go to immediately asking them, have they ever heard about your company? I just connected with you. I just heard about you. That goes back to being that overly eagerness. Engage that person. Show that person that it's not just, you didn't just reach out to that person. You didn't just accept their friend's request. You didn't just come to their page just to get a sale. Sell your brand, not your product. With that, it's about not jamming the product down a client's throat as soon as you meet them or as soon as you start talking to them, engaging them in conversation about things that they do, engaging them in conversation about what they like. Again, this is a great opportunity for you to have a questionnaire when you first connect with someone on social media. Just a short, brief 5 questions. What made you connect with me? What's your top 5 things you like to do on social media? If money was no object, where would you go? Where would you travel? Things like that. Engage them. Show them that you're looking for more than just a sale. Because when you're looking for more than just a sale, you build a better clientele. I'll repeat that. When you're looking for more than just a sale, you end up building a better clientele. When you just go looking for the sale, you're not engaging that client. You're not connecting with that client. And that connection is what people are drawn to when they shop, that connection. When it comes to shopping online, it's that connection. You saw something you liked and you went after it. When you go into a store, you get to talk to someone and, you know, they get to tell you about the current, whatever current sale is going on, and you choose whether you want to be bothered with the whoever the worker is or not. And you have that whole, it's a whole different perspective. But when it's online, a lot of people who shop online don't want the hassle of dealing with someone, which is why they are doing it online. So how do you get around that? What ways can you offset that tone of, I'm only online shopping because I don't want to go into a store? So what do you do with that as a business owner? How do you take that and use that to your advantage when it comes to you being the business owner? Knowing that clients online are looking to find out about a product, shop, purchase the product, get the product to them in a reasonable time and be happy with the product and move on from there. How do you re-engage those clients or those customers who ordered online or who you connected with through networking on social media? How do you re-engage those clients? It goes back to asking questions, doing things, posting pictures and encouraging words, all centered around your business or your brand, but also, again, centered around what's going on in the world today, things that everybody can give their 2 cents on, give your 2 cents about. If you're someone that does makeup or sells jewelry, it's homecoming season. It's homecoming season. It's wedding season. Are you posting wedding pictures with the different pieces that you have? Are you posting pictures of shoes and bags and jewelry to match? This is a great time to be doing that. This is a great time to network. And even if it's so much as asking, what do you guys think of this combination? You just ask the question. And within doing that, you just engaged everybody or anyone who is following you. That's a great opportunity. Great opportunity.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you. So I just want you to know and understand that this is your playing field. Social media is your playground. You can do with it as you like. You can do with it what you like, what you want. This is your opportunity to grow yourself, grow your business. And these are just some of the things that you have to be mindful of and watch out for when it comes to social media, when it comes to people who are connecting with you. Again, another reason why you ask questions is because not everybody that connects with you on social media is there for a great or good purpose. Not everyone that you connect with is going to be a client. Not everybody you connect with is going to build your business or your brand in some way. Not everyone that you connect with is there to connect. There are those who are out on social media to drain you, to drain your business, to drain your brand, to get from you what they can get from you and then move forward. You have a ton of people who are there to get all that they can and use people. And that's exactly what they'll do. And if you're too eager, if you're not asking questions, if you're not looking at every angle when it comes to people connecting on social media, then you can fall into these pitfalls and these traps. You can connect yourself with people who will take your money, people who will say they can do something when they really can't, people who cannot produce results for your business, people who cannot produce results for their own business, but they want to tell you and give you advice for your business. You will come across all these different types of people when it comes to social media. And if you allow yourself to fall into these pitfalls, it will cost you time, it will cost you energy, it will cost you money. Again, it will cost you time, it will cost you energy, and it will cost you money. Not only for you as an individual, but also for your business. So let's go back over that again. We don't want to be overly eager when it comes to social media. Pace yourself. Understand what you can do and what you can't do. Do the research. Find out about the different programs that you can use in order for you to do social media. One of the biggest best statements that someone has ever said to me is to work smarter, not harder. Can be thrown into every bit of life is to work smarter, not harder. So, okay, so working smarter, not harder helps when it comes to being eager to connect with people on social media. Why? Because if you're working smarter, then you're thinking about more than just that connection. You're thinking about more than just making that sale. You're thinking about how much time is this going to produce, and is it going to really be worth my time? That's another thing that you have to think about when it comes to all these wonderful opportunities to connect, and people want to do one of the big things now are the virtual online events that people are doing, or the live events that people are doing where they're doing vendor shows and they're asking vendors to be a part of that. Well, you have to look at that and really see, determine, is the money that you're putting out and the effort, the energy that you will put out compared to what you may potentially get in, is it going to be worth it? We can't just jump on every opportunity as we see fit, when we see it. I know of a lot of people on social media who have connected with people who said that they were great at doing X, Y, and Z, but when it came down to it, these people invested money and lost money because of these individuals. They lost money because these individuals said one thing and did something completely different. They lost time and energy. They lost respect. Their reputation was tainted, all because of social media and networking on social media. So, again, like I said, this is a very important topic when it comes to networking and how important social media has become when it comes to networking, especially for the entrepreneur. For the business that is a storefront, they won't feel it as hard as an entrepreneur who is working from an office in their home. A storefront, people can go to a physical place and see your business. People who are doing do-it-yourself, Etsy, at-home businesses, direct sales businesses, there's no storefront. So it makes it a lot more difficult when it comes to networking and engaging with people because you don't know what everyone's motive is. So as an entrepreneur, you just have to be very careful not to be overly eager, to ask questions, continue to ask questions about the questions that you ask. Why? Because you'll find out more information by asking questions and doing the research than just allowing that person to tell you about a program or tell you about who they are. No, ask questions. Ask for references when it comes to you networking with someone or doing a business transaction. Now, for the business transaction piece, you can't always ask for references. You don't want to ask for references. But when it comes to you networking with someone else and you're about to be a part of a vendor event, ask for references. Find out what other successful events they have done before you invest your money. Find out what other vendors have worked with them before you invest your money. Because you can find yourself being put into a category dealing with certain individuals on social media, and it can be very damaging to your business and to your brand. So ask questions, ask plenty of questions, ask. And then the last thing again was sell your brand and not your product. Sell your brand, what it does over what it is. How it will help that individual instead of just how much it costs. Sell your brand and not your product. So for instance, with 31, I could give you, I do not sell 31, but I love 31. And I can give you, I can shoot pictures in my home and send them of how I use my 31 things, because it's not just bags. I have all types of stuff from 31. I'm currently looking at my office where there is a wall, I don't know what to call it, organizer that has my calendar, has my work schedule, has folders for all four of my children, has a pen, has a dry erase board, it has pockets, it has a lot. And it's on my wall, and it serves a great purpose. that's me telling you about the product and how I use it and why it's important to me. That's not me telling you, you should get this product because you can use it in your office and this would be, this is how much it costs and this is, no. And I don't even sell 31. Sell the brand. What does it do? It organizes your home. Sell the brand, not just the product. And don't get bent out of shape if you have people who you attempt to connect with and it doesn't work out. That may be the best thing that happened. That may be okay, and you have to be okay with it. So, again, the three piece points for you to remember for today are: don't be overly eager when it comes to social media. Ask plenty of questions and sell your brand, not just your product. I thank you once again for joining me. This is Altavis with The Empowered Entrepreneur. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, Altavis Pelzer. Connect with me on Facebook with my business, AP Business Consultants. I'm always throwing out ideas and great articles for you to read, for you to grow yourself, grow your brand, grow your business. Also, connect with professional women entrepreneurs. Today, again, is Tagging Tuesday, so you can connect with them, share your business, connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs who are excelling in their businesses, excelling in their brands. Also, connect with professional women entrepreneurs and Boss Lady You, where we are sharing different ideas and topics of discussion for that business owner, for that entrepreneur, whether you're in the beginning stages, the middle stages, or you've been doing this and you're a veteran. It's always great to connect with other people. It's always great to have other people to share ideas with and to connect with. That is all for today. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.